Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar slams Pakistan for openly backing terror camps in big cities for decades. 26 Naxalites surrender in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. Delhi police registers FIR and detains 5 persons for stone pelting during demolition drive. 5 policemen also injured in the clash. Another youth, Hindu youth, dies in Bangladesh after being chased on suspicion of theft. North India reels under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. ICC rejects Bangladesh Cricket Board's request to shift men's T20 World Cup matches outside India. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps in big cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said, no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighbouring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbour. That for decades you had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supported the state.
Describing this as an unpalatable reality, Dr. Jaishankar said, India cannot afford to ignore it while shaping its foreign policy. The External Affairs Minister also criticized what he described as Western hypocrisy in reactions to Operation Sindoor, India's military action against Pakistan.
In this day and age, countries, they will do things only if it is of direct benefit. They will offer you free advice. If something happens, they'll say, no, please don't do that. It worries us if there is tension. You know, sometimes you hear people saying, like it happened during Operation Sindoor. Now, if you ask them, say, oh, really, you're worried? Why don't you look at your own region and ask yourself, what are the levels of violence there? How much risks have you taken? How much worry the rest of us have about what you are doing? But that's the nature of the world. People, what they say is not what they do. And we have to accept it in that spirit as well.
On U.S. military operation in Venezuela, the External Affairs Minister said, India is concerned about the recent developments in the South American country.
You know, we are concerned at the developments, but we would really urge all the parties involved to now sit down and come to a position which is in the interest of the well-being, the safety of the people of Venezuela, because at the end of the day, that is our concern.
On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with the region this year. He appreciated the role of the Indian diaspora in strengthening ties between India and the European country. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Of them, 13 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. Talking to media, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said the cadres, including 7 women, turned themselves in before senior police and CRPF officials under the Punaragaman Rehabilitation Initiative. The surrendered Maoists were involved in several incidents of violence in Abujmar and Sukma in Chhattisgarh and bordering areas of Odisha. All the surrendered Naxalites were provided an assistance of 50,000 rupees each and will be further rehabilitated as per the government's policy. Air Marshal Sanjeev Khuratia has said power and energy systems are the lifeline of the country's aerospace capability. Air Marshal Khuratia was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of Military Power Systems India 2026.
Unmistakably, power and energy systems are the lifeblood of aerospace capability. They determine performance, payload, range, survivability, reliability, and increasingly the logistics sustainability and environmental footprint. In modern defense and aerospace systems, energy is no longer a background support function, which used to be thought earlier that this is also one of the system. But today, it is a force multiplier that shapes operational tempo, flexibility, and persistence.
A three-day India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 21st of this month. The international conference is being organized by India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, IIIDEM, under the aegis of Election Commission of India, in partnership with International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance International. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IIIDEM, Rakesh Verma, said the theme of the conference is Democracy for Inclusive, Peaceful, Resilient and Sustainable World. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Verma said that besides deliberations on various electoral practices and the challenges being faced by election management bodies, different sessions will also be organized.
This will deliberate on various electoral processes, the challenges being faced by election management bodies, and there will be different sessions to discuss them, the experience of election management bodies, the experience of electoral practitioners, and also the insights from our electoral experts. They will be used to find solutions, to develop consensus, to develop shared vision for electoral management, will be the key highlights of the conference.
The government has said that a total of 50,000 health facilities have received the National Quality Assurance Standards, NQAS, certification in the country. The health ministry said this landmark achievement reinforces national commitment to quality, safety and patient-centered care, bringing India closer to equitable and high-quality healthcare for all. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Delhi police has detained five people and registered an FIR in connection with the stone pelting incident that occurred last night during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. Talking to reporters, Deputy Commissioner of Police Nidhin Valsan said the demolition was carried out by Municipal Corporation of Delhi pursuant to the directions of the High Court. He said five police personnel have been injured in the incident.
This is the demolition drive carried out by MCD. MCD is the main nodal agency. We are just a security agency. If MCD requests us, then depending upon the existing situation, we will support. Other than that, we have got support in the form of outside forces as well. We have RAF and CRPF companies. We have deployed them in areas other than the demolition site also.
Is demolition site ke alawa area mein bhi deployed kiya?
The Delhi High Court directed the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party to remove all social media posts within 24 hours linking BJP leader Dushyant Kumar Gautam to the Ankita Bhandari murder case. The court passed the interim order on a defamation lawsuit by Mr. Gautam. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has achieved two Guinness World Records for laying bituminous concrete on Vanavolu-Vankarakunta section of the six-lane Bengaluru-Kadapa-Vijayawada economic corridor. The records include around 29 lane kilometre, the longest distance of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours, and over 10,000 metric tons, the highest quantity of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours. In a social media post, NHAI said the corridor will strengthen interstate connectivity between Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the PSLV-C62 mission on the 12th of this month. In a social media post, ISRO announced that the primary payload of the mission is Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-N1, an imaging satellite developed for strategic purposes by the Defence Research and Development Organization. The mission will also carry 18 co-passenger satellites from various Indian and international users. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Somnath Temple in Veerawal in Gujarat on Sunday. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend Somnath Swabhiman Parv, as year-long activities have been planned to mark 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath took place. The celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple, which was led by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in 1951. The Prime Minister, in his recent article, had noted that while aggressors of the past have faded into history, the temple stands tall as a testament to the unbreakable courage of the Indian people. North India is reeling under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan over the next 2 days. Meanwhile, dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in several parts of the country. According to Northern Railways, more than 50 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility conditions in the morning. Large parts of Rajasthan are also reeling under dense fog, cold wave conditions and icy winds, severely disrupting road, rail and air traffic, with visibility dropping to near zero in several areas. More from our correspondent.
Holidays have been declared for students up to class 8 in schools across 24 districts until January 10. In 28 cities of the state, the mercury dipped below 10 degrees Celsius last night. Lund Karansar, Mount Abu and Sikar recorded minimum temperature below 5 degrees Celsius. According to Jaipur Med Center, maximum temperature are also being recorded 2 to 8 degrees Celsius below normal. There is no likelihood of relief from the severe cold over the next 2 to 3 days. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In Bangladesh, another Hindu youth lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in the Hat Chakkori Bazaar area of Mahadevpura Upzila. It comes amid a sharp rise in violence targeting religious minorities in the neighbouring country as it prepares for its first parliamentary elections next month since the protests that toppled the Sheikh Hasina government in 2024. Sources have said that in the last around 1 month, 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place. Bangladesh will import 180 tons of diesel from India's state-owned Numaligarh Refinery Limited till December this year at a cost of $119.13 million. The diesel will be imported by the state-run Bangladesh Petroleum Corporation, with part of the payment made directly by BPC and the rest financed through bank loans. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading lower in afternoon session today. The Sensex fell 345 points to 84,718, while the Nifty shed 107 points to 26,071 when reports last came in. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB's, plea to shift their matches of 2026 Men's T20 World Cup out of India to another country. The 2026 T20 World Cup begins on the 7th of next month in India and Sri Lanka. The BCB had refused to travel to India for the T20 World Cup, citing security concerns. This came after the Board of Control for Cricket in India released Mustafizur Rahman from the Indian Premier League after protests from several outfits for the atrocities against minorities in Bangladesh. In badminton, star Indian player P.V. Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open today. The 8-seeded Sindhu defeated Chinese Taipei's Sung Shuo Yun in the opening round. Sindhu will next face Japan's Tomoka Miyazaki in the second round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar slams Pakistan for openly backing terror camps in big cities for decades. 26 Naxalites surrender in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. Delhi police registers FIR and detains 5 persons for stone pelting during demolition drive. Another Hindu youth dies in Bangladesh after being chased on suspicion of theft. North India reels under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. ICC rejects Bangladesh Cricket Board's request to shift men's T20 World Cup matches outside India. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open. And with that, we end the midday news.